Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't think I want to block everything out either. You know, I think it's going to be a special moment for me and playing the first game back here. And I want to remember it, you know, remember my time here.
I don't know. I don't expect anything, really. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I've had such great support over the years, you know, through the good, through the bad, you know. I think people have always been very supportive of me and always cheer me on, you know, and stuff. So I think it's different from everything every games I play. I don't think there's nothing that it's gonna be like that.
It's my home, right, for so long, and from the neighbors to restaurants or the season. I think they're the people, because, you know, I've met a lot of people over the years, and people have been great to me, and it's been fun time. Life in hockey goes quick, you know, and I think you gotta make the most out of it, and winning makes a lot of things better, for sure.
That's Marc-Andre Fleury talking about the most anticipated game of the Penguins season, his return to Pittsburgh, his first game back here with Vegas. Let's get right into it, what this game means for Penguins fans, what it's going to be like to see Marc-Andre Fleury play the Penguins tonight, how you feel about his return, how much you miss him. 412-928-9370. That's our Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Ron, your thoughts on Fleury's return to Pittsburgh?
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun in the building, a lot of emotion. I'm really looking forward to it. The guy served Pittsburgh well for a long time. I think a lot of people conveniently forget that he had a kind of a rough period there where he had some playoff failures, and a lot of people wanted to get rid of him way back then, but he overcame that. He came back, played real well, played a big part in them winning the cup, not so much 2 years ago because he was hurt, but last year, but always represented himself with great class and did a lot for the community and always likable, always approachable, always smiling, and you like to see good things happen to people like that, and I'm really looking forward to the ovation tonight. Pittsburgh will wrap its arms around him, as they should. And then the Penguins hopefully will be able to try to win a hockey game, because that's every point is important right now. There's nothing to take for granted, even for a two-time defending Stanley Cup champion.
I will be among the people who will relish the outpouring of appreciation and support he gets tonight. I didn't have enough respect for the way he went about his job earlier in my career. I thought, as a goaltender, he was an overrated player for a long time. But as time has gone on, I really have a deeper respect for the type of player and teammate he was off the ice. And I don't think I put enough value on that. And I think one of the things that has happened that has made me a bigger fan of Fleury is watching the Steelers season. You know, there were so many me-first guys in that locker room. You know, Martavis Bryant isn't playing, so he rips Juju Smith-Schuster on Instagram and demands a trade. Le'Veon Bell, even Antonio Brown in Baltimore, watching a really talented team, but watching guys that kind of put their own agenda first. And that was never the case with Fleury. And there were probably so many opportunities in his career where he could have said, you know what, screw this. I don't want to be a part of this team anymore.
The young guy came in and took his job, and he was always supportive of him. And I think one of the coolest things, my memories of the Cup last year, was him handing Murray the trophy in Nashville. It was
symbolic.
It wasn't really Murray's turn, because it usually goes in seniority. And Murray's still just a kid last year when they won the Cup. But Fleury sought him out and handed it to him, and I thought it was really cool, and I know it's a memory that Murray will cherish for the rest of his life. Really cool, but that kind of symbolized what Fleury was. He always handled himself well. He wasn't disruptive, as you said. I'm sure there were times last year that he wished he was playing more, but you know what? It's all worked out for him and the team. The Penguins kept the right guy, the younger, cheaper guy, and Fleury landed in a great spot with the best team in the Western Conference and almost the best team in hockey. So I don't know how – this is a win-win for both
yep.
teams and both goaltenders and both franchises as far as I'm concerned.
Think about this. Splits can be very messy when dealing with all-time great players, extremely popular players. You know, a divorce where ends on bad terms.
We just saw it too with Andrew McCutchen.
Exactly. And, you know, blame is assessed on the team. It's the team's fault. It's the player's fault. I mean, this worked out perfectly for both sides. They determined at the trade deadline last year that Marc-Andre Fleury was going to waive his no movement clause at the end of the year to expose himself in the expansion draft. And if he said, you know what, I don't want to do that for you guys, they probably would have needed to trade him at the deadline.
And then probably wouldn't have won the cup.
Right. And so he made a sacrifice. The team made a handshake deal with him. And it all worked out in the end. He's in Vegas now. He's second in the league in saves percentage. He's second in goals against average. They're the story of the NHL season. He's an all-star.
That's what's important.
Yes, to him it is. You're right. I don't think the personal accolade means very much to him. And that's why I tip my cap to him, because I don't think it's about personal gain or glory. I mean, he got benched in the playoffs twice in his career. All-time wins leader. A guy that'll probably one day have his number 29 hanging from the rafters. A guy that is 13th all-time in NHL wins. He passed Dominic Hasek this week.
He has a chance, if he stays healthy, to get into the top five all-time. And again, I understand, I've said this before, I understand the win total for goaltenders is a little bit diluted, is a little different now than it used to be, because there used to be ties. There are no ties anymore. So now when a game goes to overtime, it's either going to end in overtime or the shootout, and somebody's going to get a win and a loss. So that gives you a little more chance for wins, but it's still a remarkable number.
Right, and twice in his career, the head coach, a Stanley Cup winning coach, went to him and said, I think the other guy is better. I think Vokoun is better. I think Matt Murray is better. And he didn't blow a gasket. It wasn't an A.J. Burnett situation, right? Where he basically stormed out of the manager's office and made an entire scene and it like divided the team. He handled adversity in his career with grace and class. And that's hard to do in sports where there is no loyalty. It's so cutthroat. It's hard to go about your job, especially if you feel like you're getting screwed over or you're getting slighted. It's got to be so tough to do that with a smile on your face. But that's what this guy did. He was extremely genuine. I don't think for a second any of the joy that he exhibited, the way that he looked like a guy that was having a good time, I don't think any of that was fake, do you?
No.
I think that's who he is at his core.
I think he knew that he was so valuable to what they did last year. He was the winning goaltender in the Columbus and Washington series, and I think he took the cup proudly last year. The year before when he was hurt, he played in one playoff game. I don't think he even wanted to touch
it. No, it was a hot potato.
Yeah, but so I think he realized his value, and he realized that it was the end, and he realized he was moving on, and you know what? He was okay with that, and good for him. Good for him.
I want him to play a great game tonight. The best-case scenario is the Penguins win the game 1-0. Crosby scores his 400th career goal against one of his best friends.
Been a while for that. He's been on 399 for quite a while.
They win it 1-0. Fleury gets like 45 saves. He gets honored after the game with one of the three stars. He comes out afterwards, and the entire arena is chanting his name. I mean, that's the storybook ending I'm looking for out of tonight. And there's a reason why this game has been circled on the calendar for so long, where it's going to be so hard for people to get in the building tonight. It's the toughest ticket of the year. And I think it's because of the devotion and love people have for Marc-Andre Fleury. So we can't talk about Marc-Andre Fleury without talking to Penguins fans. Why this game is important for them. It'll be the most emotional, energized game of the year. I think from an emotion and energy standpoint, it'll be one of the most memorable games in that arena's history. His return tonight, what it means for people, what it's going to be like watching him play against the Penguins tonight. A little of that luster is off because they played each other in Vegas earlier this year, and Marc-Andre
really.
Fleury
not
had
really.
24
this,
saves.
This
but
is the first sighting of him here, you know, and I mean, the ovation's going to be big when he first steps out on the ice for warm-up, when he steps out on the ice. Well, they introduced the starting lineup of the visiting team before they come out. They introduced the Penguins right before the game when the teams are on the ice, but he'll get the big ovation then, and then obviously the video tribute at the first TV timeout. I would expect it to be a long ovation, and I think it's going to delay the game a little bit.
How much do you miss him? How much are you looking forward to this game? What does it mean to you as a Penguins fan? Having Marc-Andre Fleury back in town. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. You'll hear from some of his ex-teammates. It's easy to say teammates because he was here for 14 years. Some of the guys he played with for a long time, some of his closest friends. We'll also talk to a Vegas expert and a National Hockey League analyst on tonight's game as we move along. It's Marc-Andre Fleury's return. Your thoughts at 412-928-9370. We've given you ours. Let's hear yours next. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.